Listen to me now. Listen to me. Listen to me. Listen to me. Listen, listen. When Moses, before Moses went to the wilderness, he went there as a man full of himself, full of many things he can accomplish by his own power. But when he met the Lord God of Israel, that one touched him in the wilderness. When he came out, they were now begging Moses to go and do ministry. The same ministry he killed somebody to go and do. A time came, the thought of God changed that man. I've heard many people say they met Jesus. I don't know the Jesus you met. If that one touched you, then your life, the same thing that people look at you and say that that is your weakness, that you're a proud man, that is the place that God will lift you up. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Before the day of Pentecost, they said Peter cannot talk. He met a small lady, and the lady said, "I knew you." He said, he denied Jesus. But when the Spirit came on the day of Pentecost, by the touch of the Spirit, he stood and met them and said, "The same Jesus." Oh, the Lord Jesus will touch you now. Cry so that Jesus will touch you. Let the areas of your weakness become your strength.
Surprise! not go until you touch me, touch me, touch me.
seated. You cannot finish prayer like this the way you prayed it. It's a daily, consistent prayer. I found out. Mark chapter 11. Verse 13. And seeing a fig tree afar off having leaves, he came, if haply he might find anything thereon. And when he came to it, he found nothing but what? Aaron, he found nothing but what? It's amazing. For the time of figs was not yet. And Jesus answered and said unto him, no man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. And his disciples what? Heard it. That's not the point. You know, there are many definitions people have given Jesus. I used to see some things people write on Facebook. They say God is love, and that means there is, God cannot cause, some things can happen, God can kill, and all those things. I don't know the Bible they are reading. You know what? Do you know what you will do? Endeavor to read your Bible for yourself, so that when you finish, you can judge what we are saying. Even me. Check whether the one I'm saying is correct. Read your what? Bible. Because when you read your Bible, you find out the God that you speak about. If it is not because the throne of God is established upon righteousness and justice, the whole earth would have gone into chaos. Then God is not bound to keep his oaths and covenants. Huh? If it's not because of that, even God will change his mind pertaining to some people being born again. If it's not because of that, there are people that killed 50 men, shot them, cut off their head. And one day they say, Jesus, I love you. I want to surrender. God did not say your sin is higher than others. What did he do? He forgave. Why? Why did he do that? Is it because the person is good? No, there is a price that is paid and a covenant was cut. So God will be unjust not to implement the content of that covenant. He is a just God. He can do anything to maintain his justice. He can even die. You are not with me. For him to maintain his justice system, he what? Even though he loves. Eh? But simply because he loves doesn't mean he will deal his love on the basis of injustice. Are you now getting the point? So many people teach love in the sense that God can deal love on the basis of injustice. He will never do it. He will deal out love to you, but still on the basis of what? That is why for him to be just, to mete out his love, he said, for God so loved the world that he what? That is the only basis upon which that love will be extended and God will be just. That's not where I'm going. Where I'm going is this scripture, that Jesus came and cursed a fig tree. Meanwhile, if you check it, the scripture said that it is not the season for figs. What is he trying to do? Are you getting the message? There is a testimony about the nature of the believer. The scripture testified that the believer is like a tree that is planted where? That known what? No season. You see, are you with me? You see, the challenge with many people is that they think that when you come into the kingdom, that you can fluctuate. That liberty has been taken away from you. Because the supply that powers your life is such that it doesn't know dry season. It doesn't know what? Rainy season. It is a consistent supply. If only you know the path, you can live the life of the cactus. Even in the wilderness, even in the desert, the cactus is fresh. Because the source of his life
is beyond the earth realm. It is the eternal realm. The very life of God that is independent of circumstances. Are you with me? As a matter of fact, that life begins to blow some more when circumstances, perilous time, challenges, trials, test it. That is even when you see the good in that life. You will never see it. Are you with me? You see, light is not so much important until there is darkness. That is when you begin to see the beauty of light. So many people want their Christian life to be smooth. Meanwhile, if it's that smooth, we will not know the potency of the eternal life that is in you. Because the potency of that eternal life is that it has the capacity to conquer every darkness, every evil, every Satan, even the world system. Meanwhile, it is when that life is put under pressure, then the facilities and capacities will begin to flow out. You begin to live from there. And Jesus is trying to say that a man that lives from there does not know any season. So for Jesus to come in the morning and you are humble, come in the evening you are proud, then something is wrong. You come on the pulpit, you are humble, you come inside your house, you beat your wife, something is wrong. What comes on you? Say a curse. This is where Christianity is. So this one I'm telling you now is Christianity. So for the first time, Jesus cursed. He cursed at all. Remember, he told his disciples not to call down fire, not to do this, but him he cursed. And the reason why Jesus cursed was on the basis of fruit bearing. Say fruit bearing. What is fruitfulness that it is so important that any man that lacks it will receive a curse? It's consequent. God cannot, it's not as if God is the one cursing you, it's just that he has put some things. There are universal laws that a man that does not bear fruit, there is a consequence of lack of fruit. There is a consequence of lack of fruit bearing. So Jesus is teaching them a mystery that is beyond that. I know we have taught that as faith. Are you with me? But it's not really faith. It's a universal law that is at work. That a man that refuses to bear fruit after some season, what you will notice in that life is that it will begin to dry. It will begin to dry. It will begin to dry. The effect will not be immediate. Are you with me? But when you come in the morning, when everybody should be fresh, you will notice that all of us have leaves. But you will find out that that one lacks fruit. And because of lack of fruit, it will dry up. Something fundamentally is wrong with that tree. That is why it cannot bear fruit. Leaves can fall everywhere. Are you with me? Somebody said, we pray, then nothing can be wrong. Me, I've been in this prayer ministry for long ago. Sister, yes, for long. And I found out ladies that go to prayer meeting and fornicate. In fact, ladies, there are guys that go to prayer meetings and they can kill. There are guys that come to prayer meeting and as they are shouting, they are waiting for camera to catch them. Are you with me? The day camera didn't catch them, I've seen this one. They come at the back. I have attacked you 2 times to remove your picture. He doesn't know what I'm doing for him. In 5 years' time, he'll come and thank me. You know, the way I behave here is strange. I don't wait for you to enter into trouble. I will start saving you. Meanwhile, when I save you, it will be painful. Is it not painful? My own is painful. But I just saved you 7 years of waste. You will find out 7 years' time. Why not know it now? Even if it will be hard, why not know it now? So we see many people with leaves. Leaves can be anything. But we don't judge by leaves. Meanwhile, when you see leaves, there is a possibility of fruit. In fact, if you don't see leaves, don't even look for fruit. Somebody can pray, he can fast, he can give. He doesn't come to meetings like this. He doesn't do anything. Don't even go at all. Leave that place. That's not the place you should go. Are you with me?
But when you see these things around the person, there is a possibility of seeing fruit. There is a high percentage of seeing fruit. In fact, it's only in the environment of leaves that you can find fruit. But that is not yet what? A guarantee. As we saw. And once you see somebody have tree leaves without fruit, that means something is wrong. It might not be obvious what is wrong, but by tomorrow morning, there will be dryness. I am burdened. I am burdened because there is a mighty revival that came out from 1940s, especially the year 1947. The charismatic movement, the healing and supernatural movement broke out in the body of Christ. People will pack tents, and 20 something thousand people will gather in tents. These are the days that churches are not more than 100 people. 20 something thousand will pack in tents. Mighty men of God that God used: Jacko, A.A. Allen, William Branham, hefty men. Kenny Hagin came in late. Oral Roberts. They are mighty men that God used in those days. These are the ones that you know about. They are them that you never knew. You didn't hear about them. Huh? But this charismatic move was plagued by an acute lack of character. These people came to, they are willing to do anything to sustain what they are doing. And that thing has filtered down to Africa, such that a man of God can rise by fasting and prayer, and then a time will come, he will stop fasting and prayer, and then employ means that is not God. It is at that point that you are high, that your real character will begin to come out. So you can take mic and try to impress the people. Meanwhile, Jesus is not in what you are saying. That is when we know who you are. You can't say the one. Do you know what it takes for you to come to a large place and continue saying what Jesus is telling you? It is so tough. I tell you from experience. That's why I respect my friend in Lagos. There is something he did in December. Why am I? How many of you went with me that time? He is coming for a sonship conference. When God gave him something that a topic for this year's coming. He looked at it and felt that it's not too enticing. So he changed it. Midway through the program, Jesus was pointing it like this. May you still be yielded enough that Jesus can point in Jesus' name. Pray for 30 seconds. Tell Jesus, may I not be lost, that I will not hear when you are calling me back. Come back, come back, come back. May I not be blind, may I not be deaf. May my heart not wax gross, such that I will not hear your rebuke, such that I will not receive your correction. Any man that lacks the capacity to receive correction is a man that is lost. Even Jesus cannot rescue you. May I not get to that point? May I not be too big for your correction, Jesus? Oh! In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I told you people some weeks ago, I began to pray a prayer, a very serious prayer, is a burden. I asked God, Pastor, I told God, I want to finish well. It's not so important that we started like this. It's even more important that we finish well. Do you know how many, you are experienced, do you know how many people that started? After 5 years, we didn't hear about them. 10 years, we didn't hear about them. So it is more important. Your eye should be on the finish line. If you want to survive, don't look here. How many of you, can you ride bike? You can ride bike. If you try to ride bike, one of the things that made me injure myself on bicycle and bike is because when I started, I took the bike and in the bid not to fall down, I was looking at my feet like this, and that's why I fell. Is it not true? But the day I began to look forward, that's the way I gained stability. So the man that want to make progress even in the immediate. His eyes have to live here and look forward. That is why the reason why the apostolic believers survived the persecution and the times and the seasons is because they had the eternity mindset. So no matter what is happening in time, they look beyond it. They say, we wait patiently for the coming of the Lord. These are, when you become like that, you are a creature of eternity. Nothing in time can hold you. It's not the talk, it's the life. So it is the this teaching is the consequence of that prayer. I prayed for almost 20 hours for many days. I was fasting. As I was praying, the burden refused to lift. I prayed for 1 week, not 20 hours, some 7, some 6, but for 3 days. I was traveling somewhere and I prayed. It was when it took me time to find out what God that God is answering my prayer in a tough way. Find a young man that is starting, teach him how to finish well. That is the problem with our generation. We are taught how to start, but we are not taught how to end. Learn so that your ways will not be dark. In the midst of the storm, you will look for your Savior. You will not see him again because you lost the rudder. You didn't have the tools to navigate the storm. The tools is what we are giving to you now. And God told me, one is character. If these things be in you and what? Abound. What will happen? You will not what? Then he came down to verse 10 or 13. I've forgotten. He said that you will not what? Fail. So there is a possibility of failing. So there is a possibility. They don't teach people this thing that there is a possibility. I want to save your life. My friend Nan came back and told us the topic that God told him. He was lying down. He was crying. I said, we are not there yet, but this man knows one or two things about Jesus. As simple as that thing is, when other troubles come around his way, God will find a way to remove that trouble. Because when it matters, he honors Jesus in his character. Huh? You don't know what it means. Don't worry. You will understand this when they give you mic in front of 5,000 people. And elders are sitting. People are everywhere. You will shine. Me, I'm telling you. You will be under pressure to impress somebody. Huh? That's when you find out his ministry you like is not Jesus. His fame you like is not Jesus. Huh? You want to be known. Are you with me? In fact, I'm telling you our own trouble. You'll be under pressure to share very big things. Meanwhile, what Jesus is saying is to share simple things. May God cut your heart. If your heart is not cut by this message, you are getting lost. You are already lost. Because we'll go into it very well. Do you know that somebody can successfully be praying with us in this bedpan and still harbor unforgiveness? You are a child of Satan. God doesn't know you. Even me, I don't know you. You must drop it. And sometimes when you want to drop it, that is when you find out that the thing has become part of you. That is not easy. It has become a prayer point now. For Moses, it took 40 years. May he not take you 40 years in the name of Jesus. There are two ways that God can deal character to a man, by revelation and by dealings. Huh? And in dealings, there is chastisement, there is rebuke, there is correction. Are you with me? We'll go into it. The reason why God keeps some things along your path that is unpleasant is not necessarily to make you feel bad. Those seasons are there to mold character into you. By the time you are coming out, you are a man that no matter the pressure they put on you, you can't lie. Just like my sister is saying, there are people you stay around them, some things, some character around you will start dropping. If you stay around me, you can't lie. There is something about me that will stop you from lying. If you lie to me, you will come and confess by yourself. There are a few people here that have come to confess to me that they lied. If there is so, your heart will be telling you, you didn't say it. Go and say it. Until you now say it, you will now be free. If you come around me, you can't pretense. It's terrible. Once you come around me, you are like glass. And any person that pretends, once you will feel uneasy around me. Once I see somebody and he's feeling uneasy, he can't talk the normal way, behave the normal, I will know that there is something that is wrong. There is still shades around your life that has not been ironed out. Because some of us are simple in our living. Reason being that the me that you see in my house is the one that is on this pulpit. You have lived with me, is it not true? Am I a different person? Sometimes I'm even harder with Mike. Sometimes we are not two different beings, we are one. The doctrine in the body of Christ that teaches that you become another thing when you are close to something that resembles God and then become another creature in your workplace is a doctrine of Satan, of devils. Because that is a proof that you don't have fruit inside of you. Because the fruit is not for the bearer. The fruit is for the outsider. Is it not true? When men see you, they can benefit from the fruit that you are carrying. I just want to strike a point and then we pray. Because there is a story I need to tell you. But let me read a place. In the same 1 Peter chapter, let's start that way. 1 Peter chapter 1. Let's look at that place my sister touched. 2 Peter chapter 1, sorry, not 1st. 2 Peter chapter 1. Let's look at that place. She said, "For if these things be in you," and what? So there are two key things. One, be in you. Let me talk about abound. What does it mean? Is it a repetition? How do we explain this thing now? What does it mean? We need to go back to the next scripture she read for we to explain this. And if we didn't make much progress, I will now tell you a story. Then you will understand. Mark chapter 4. Look at verse 8. Have you turned to Mark chapter 4? I'm pointing at somebody. Verse 8 said, "An order fell on what? And did what? And what? And some what? Some. If you ask my reverend that trained me in campus and the people that worked with me those days, they will say I'm a very, very humble person. Very, very humble. Only for me to touch a dimension of the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And I found out that I'm not that humble. I'm telling you. That is why we insist that all of us must be very, very anointed. Don't believe anybody yet that is not anointed. We don't know you. When the anointing comes on you, as my friend said in Sonship Conference, it will make manifest what is inside already. The purpose of the anointing is to enlarge what is inside. You will not know. You just like she said, you will know you like fame until one cripple walk, and nobody has said about it. Jesus. These people don't know God is using me now. You are not with me. God is using me too. When you now enter, you'll be walking like this. The angelic host with me. You are lost. You are lost. We need to find you. Meanwhile, that thing has been there. Is it not true? It was the anointing that made it obvious. So at the level I was, where I was playing with children, my own was not obvious. Oh, I was the best around. May you not be local champion. If you notice that where you are, that we are the only person best in everything, I think you have outgrown that place. Find people that when you stay around them, they will put you under pressure to improve in your character. If everybody is telling you are humble, you are this, something is wrong. Nobody can rebuke you. You can't stand close to anybody and something will tell you, there is something wrong with me, I can't touch it. But the presence of this man indicts me of a weakness in me. Then you are in the wrong company. It's not a bad thing for you to stay around friends and notice that there is envy in you. It means that there is something about those friends that is helping you to build your character. That's why when I stay around my friends, I become who I am. And very soon, some of us will start noticing our weaknesses. None of us is yet perfect. And then you will start dealing with it. It will not be obvious, so, until you stand around certain men. Then you find out that even though they applauded you among small children, that you have now come up to a level where men do business. And in that place, there is a deeper search. Because even though that these things are in you, they have not abounded. Are you with me? The scripture spoke on this context. He said that there are some that abounded 30%. So I had 30%. Wow. I was the best. They were clapping for me. Until the anointing came very large. Oh. If I stretch my hand like this, those days, it just come around the hand. And the problem with being anointed is that people will think everything you did under anointing is correct. It is not. The problem with being anointed is that if you're anointed, you can mix it with your wrong character and wrong attitude. So somebody can assume you can go and submit to a terrible person simply because the person is anointed. Ladies do it a lot. Some of them have terrible character. But somehow, if you follow somebody like me that is anointed, you will be anointed. If you know how to listen to some people, you can even, there is a church in Nigeria. You know the church that, glory to God. You know that church. That one is the one. I didn't call any name. If you follow them, it doesn't matter if you are fornicating, you will notice you start walking in the anointing. Me, I know. I have seen it. It doesn't matter if you are living something. In fact, most of them, they are almost... is your church now? Barahasosanamaha. I will not apologize. You know. I won't tell you what we know. Let me save you. There is marginal difference in their life based on character and attitude from before they were born again and when they are born again. Is it not true? It's marginal. They can almost do all the things they were doing before. They can almost live the same way. Then something is very, very wrong. Meanwhile, these people walking. I was in lawn tennis when I was in 300 level in UNN. And one young lady came to lawn tennis those days. And she brought a guy on lawn tennis and said, in the name of Jesus, touch. The guy went on that part. I said, what? A woman? Nah, lie. That's part of the thing that made me lay hold on something. Oh, guy, you need to stay where something is happening. Go and stay. Nothing is happening where you are. You will be thinking. There are some prayer you are praying, God will never answer, because you need to come out from your cocoon and begin to see the move of the Spirit and see that God is around. When you see it, even if you did not receive impartation, you receive inspiration, you receive motivation. When you see a man moving something, and some of you know me, you know me, how I live day to day, and then suddenly my friend Mike said that I came in the morning at Enugu and told them that it's fire service in the evening. Ah! And then we came in the evening, it was fire service. Were you there? Is it fire service or not? So he began to ask, how can somebody come and say this will happen, and then come in the evening and it happened? Sometimes I stay with people like this, so they wonder how am I even doing this thing. A man asked me yesterday, he said sometimes he wonder how you do this thing. The reason why I have to live that way is that you know he's a human being that is doing it. If you don't stay with me that way, you will think that there is something special about me. But when you see that I'm a man of like passions, then you will know that the only thing stopping you is your dedication, is your commitment, is revelation. That is not a special endowment to some special people that makes them enter into it. Any man that is hungry enough will touch anything in God. So, meanwhile, that's not my point. My point is that you need to come to those places to be motivated. I saw that lady, I was motivated. That's part of the thing that made me climb that mountain. As me, I will see this God. Not lie. That's why sometimes I give my sister Odinaka mic. I will still give her. She will blow on you and you go under power. Because even though you have been a minister, is it not true? Now, woman of God be this. Now, them, they rank. And that is the issue with many places. People that need to be discipled are the people discipling people. And then you stay under them for 5-10 years, you will never become anything. Will a man give what he doesn't have? Do you know why you stay under me for 4 months and suddenly you become a giant? That means I'm an elder. Even if you say no, why did I say this? And if you come to an old man's house, he knows how to pick things old and new. He will look at you and determine your point in the spirit and begin to minister to you. All of you are not at the same point in the spirit. But when I speak, everybody benefits. That means I must have understood some things in the spirit to know how to minister to elders and young people alike. If I give you mic, you won't know what to do. You will see people leave. It's not because they want to leave, but you lack the capacity to draw. And it's not about staying 30 years as a pastor. That's not what makes you an elder in the spirit. Why am I here? Help me, Jesus. Now, this is the point. When the anointing comes on you, those things become obvious. So you need it. Huh? So when the thing happened, and I noticed that it is true that this thing is in me, but it has not abounded. I was operating at 30% humility. Let's use humility for an example. Are you with me? So, at that present circumstances around me, anybody that sees me can say I am humble. And those people have that understanding about me. Until something came on me, and it became obvious that the pressure that came upon my life, that my character lacks the capacity to sustain it. Are you now getting the point? So when character comes, the measures of these things comes inside a man, there are seasons of your life that this measure you have cannot carry. Are you not getting the point? And we have entered into perilous time. The characters of men will be tested. It is not as if some of them didn't have anything. But these things is in them. But he has not what? Abounded. And because of that, Satan knows you have a breaking point. Are you getting the point? He knows if they give you money, you will say no. If they give you 100,000 now, you will say no. Probably. Is it not true? Let me be sure. Let me find somebody that doesn't like money. And I can't go to God's love. He has been receiving dealings for 3 months on this matter. Okay, I wanted to use OJBO, but something happened and he knows. Me and him know that he found out he loved money. I didn't believe it. I saw in the spirit, I was telling him. He didn't believe it too. He told me, no, sir, no, I'm in charge. Until he fell. That's when he knew. You are not with me. That his character level cannot sustain some things. And there is a place God is taking you. When you get to that place, you find out, even though these things are there, most of us is there, but some things will happen to you. Kai! You that you think you cannot get angry, will break somebody's head. You never knew you had that. And the things happening around your life has not been enough to precipitate that dangerous dimension of you. As you are now, you can kill. Oh. I know you don't believe it. As you are quiet, you can. Me, I know you have the heart. There are things I know about you now, I can't tell you. Eh? Right, let me stop. That's why we come to Query Side. So you hear things you don't want to hear. If you make progress, you know now. Are we just deceiving ourselves? So God looks at it. And then when you come to Query Side, he begins to... You wonder, is this thing so important? Let's move to important things, oh God. Let's move to important things, oh God. He will stay there. Like I saw the way you are moving. You want to leave some things. You don't behave like what Chuka said. Say some people want to run away from the cross. They will just go back like this is the cross. They will go back like this. And then catapult and jump the cross. If there is a way, this my man will find it. Me, I'm telling you. But there is no way. Me, anyway, I told Elijah, I'm still looking for the way. If I find, I will tell you. But for now, let's stay in Query Site until we find a way. New levels of exposure begins to reveal some things in you that you never know are there. I began to deal with those things, dealt with it for years. And I conquered that level. People that knew me at that level still said I'm humble. Until I noticed I went somewhere again. And people say I'm proud. I began to check my life. Everybody that know me this side didn't say anything. Anyway, the answer is not to say yes or no. When people say you are proud, especially when more than one person says it, if up to 3 people say it, go and check yourself. Don't assume people are wrong, even if they are your enemies. Go and make sure that what they are saying is not true. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Because you can look at somebody and say, because he doesn't like you, what he's saying is not true. It's not necessarily correct. Because when 1, 2, 3 people are saying the same thing, then something is wrong. Anyway, even if something is not wrong, you need to go and check with God to find out that something is not actually what? Wrong. But to ignore it is foolishness. So when I went to check, that's when I found out that the level where God is taking us to, we need more humility. Yes, and The dealings I received for 1 year in that place was on that wise. When I came out, many things didn't matter to me. That's why I can preach anything. If Jesus tell me preach this thing, I can preach it. I can preach it because it was God that dealt with my heart. I did not do, as we are here now, we are not here by connection. No. We are here because God helped us. Whatever you think is the connection, we are not here because of connection. Because if you got there that way, you must maintain it. And a day will come, you can't maintain it in the spirit, you will maintain it in the flesh. If these things be in you, and what? About where you are now, they are clapping for you. Is it not true? Only for you to come to tent and find out you don't know anything. And you began to learn Jesus afresh. Because the present level, your character quotient cannot carry it. Are you hearing what I'm saying? They can clap for you. See, don't follow people's clapping. You see people like us. My target is to come to a point where if people speak, try to bring me down, it doesn't bother me. If you try to lift me up, it doesn't bother me too. I am independent. The place you should be is the place where you are independent of people's opinion. People's, the way they treat you, the way they handle you, you are independent. If they handle you good, good for them. If you come and, are you with me? If you come and call me, Papa, I love you. You are the best thing that has happened to me in this world. Without you, I will die. The thing is sweet, oh. Like you, I notice you are liking the mama that are calling you. You don't know you are liking it. Me, I'm telling you, you are liking it. So you go and do something about it. Is it not true? You are liking it. I should not say this now. Let's point out the thing. Why are you hiding it? Eh? So that you will be helped. Because this new promotion that God gave you has made some tendencies obvious in your life that you were not aware of. That is why we need to press into God. That God hands out some things to us. So that David says, search my heart. Or that you don't know yourself. Do you even know part of the reason I sent you here? There are three tendencies in your heart. I saw it from far. And I knew. I told you three times. You didn't hear. That's when I didn't tell you openly. There is a way I speak. Oh, elders speak in parables. I spoke to you three times. I noticed you didn't hear. So I knew that it's not something revelation can deal with. He's dealing. So I sent you. Guess what? What you did here in 2 months, you heard in 2 weeks. True dealing. I was in Makurdi and somebody prayed for me. He said, let God bless you with dealings. I didn't say amen. But after many seasons, I accepted the prayer. I knew that there is no way forward except by dealings. When you see men like us, we are men of scars. We are men of dealings. We are men of process. So that even if you take the mic from me, I can still bless you. My life will bless you. If you stay around me, you will be blessed. It doesn't matter whether I hold mic or not. Because what we carry is an embodiment of process. Is a fruit that abounds such that men benefit from it. Are you with me? You can be good and things will happen and then we find out you are not good. Look at the way you are looking dry. Oga, you are dry. I say you are dry. Small pressure they put on you, you are dry like this. Don't allow the principality over there to use you for pepper soup. No, we are trying to help you. Anyway, you can forget what I'm saying and continue the way you are living. You know what you need to cry to God? The only way to develop character is to receive dealings. That's when those days you were crying to me. I did not exempt you. As you are crying, I was firing you. If you see me, there are some people around me, they are not happy. They bring some issues to me. They are not happy the way I handle it. What they don't know is that I'm not interested in what you are looking at. I'm interested in what God is looking at. You are looking at who is right or wrong. Me, I'm looking at the character God wants to work in you. Once you see yourself faced with that, then there is a character God wants to work in you. Open your eyes and see. So when I see it, I will know that it's not a matter of who is right or wrong, who won or not. No, it's not that. There is a character. And you can stay before God for long and that thing will never be touched. But when God's mercy begins to come your path, and God has seen the season in the future and knows that this thing needs to be touched, if you will become the person he wants, if you will have the stature and capacity to stand and sustain the coming seasons, you will not like it. Me, I didn't like it. Nobody likes it. Didn't you hear about your Savior? He said he became the captain of our salvation through what? Sufferings. What is the purpose of the suffering? So that obedience will be worked in him. When people see a very, very humble person, they like it. They don't like the process that brought the humility. Have you not noticed it? When they see somebody that can give freely, there are people that there is nothing they can't give out. They did not come to that place by luck. They gave and gave and gave and gave. Sometimes God will say, you see, before you come into the place of alignment in the spirit, it will cost you a lot. It is not revelation. I know we teach it as is a dealing. For example, my pastor came to a point where he was cutting his fiancée, and our reverend now sent him to go and preach. The same day him and the fiancée planned to do a getaway. Say getaway. My God. Say my God. Don't joke with ladies on this matter. Anointing no reach it. Am I lying? The resource on number Hala. They plan to get away and it's in a cool place. My deeper life sister is smiling. Even deeper life sisters like this thing. Even SU sisters, they like this one. Amora Sunday. Anyway, that's not the point. The point is that he now came. They have finished planning before our reverend now told him. He now went and told the fiancé, should I lie to reverend? Follow me. I see some people that are into relationship. You have refused to report the person to authority. A day will come, you will cry. And when you cry, there is nobody that can talk to the person and he will hear. Because you prevented the person from knowing the authority around your life. Now you are in trouble. Nobody can caution the guy. Now you are in trouble. Nobody can caution the lady. You are the one that caused it. The greatest blessing a man... Why am I... Yee! The greatest blessing a man or a woman will receive in marriage is to have somebody that the husband or the wife will obey even when he doesn't like what the person said. Because in certain seasons, you will not like it. You will not understand it. The only thing you did is just to obey. It will even take time for you to understand the reason why God insisted that you obey. Let's leave that. So you now ask the lady, should I lie? Imagine. Your fiancé, you have something you have been planning for 3 months. You just traveled down. Huh? And then said, should I lie? And you know the guy that is always ministry spirit, Coco, this one that you now caught him. Mune got a living na kwa na. This one we caught him now. Let's do some things. I know you speak in tongues and say let's bond together. He's bonding. He's God, you know, we need to understand each other and know our compatibility. Sorande kebero sasal. If you finish speaking in tongues, you need to act in the spirit. The wife cried. After crying, he said, let's obey Reverend. She was if you cry and still obey God, good for you. That thing will work out righteousness in your life. Jesus, pray in the spirit for 1 minute. Tomorrow we come again by 5 p.m. It's explosive, this session. Jesus is helping us. Ask Jesus to help you in 1 minute. I tell about Satayla. Abenko brata la bahasante. Rilo salali. Ebreko tamanta barata. Aberete kuata. Mary asked, he said, how can these things be? There are characters in our life that we know. If the Holy Ghost does not help us, we cannot develop it. He said, the Spirit will come on you. Solibarasa atekambreta bayata. 1 minute. Paraleta sande beretala. Bless us with revelations. Bless us with dealings. Let the character of Christ be cultivated and nurtured, be developed in our being. Let the fruit of the new nature be abundant in our life. Help us, thou Spirit of God. Help us, thou Spirit of God. We don't want to be barren. We don't want to be unfruitful. Somebody pray. You are not praying. If it's anointing now, you will pray. If it's to have fire, you will pray. If it's to burn your word, you will pray. Now we have come to important things. You are not praying. You are saying, give me nations, but you have not collected your heart. The one that has won his heart is stronger than the one that won a nation, a city. Win your soul first. Win your soul. Stop looking for where to win, my friend. Stop looking for nation. Stop looking for territory. Look for your soul. Win your heart first. Atela da Sali. Abreko Bante. Parasa, parasa. We yield, Holy Ghost. We surrender. Bring us to the place where your nature is manifest. Bring us. Let the crooked path be made straight. Let the valleys be filled up. And let the mountains be made low. We make a straight path for you, Lord. Oh Yahweh, touch me now, touch me now. Oh Yahweh, touch me now, touch me now, touch me. many people that knows with lack of integrity testify that the integrity of God is in us now. The people that know us with pride, we testify that humility has been worked in us. The people that know us with greed, we testify that we are willing to give anything. Let pretense be taken away. Let unforgiveness be taken away. Let lies be taken away. The small one, the white lies, let exaggeration be taken away. Let impatience be taken away. Continue until Jesus helps you. There is no end to this prayer until you see the fruit manifest. In Jesus' name. You can come and cast your seed, your tithe, your offering. 28th of August, 12 p.m. till 29th of August, 12 p.m. We are doing our 24 hours with Jesus. 15th of October to 18th of October, we are having our International Sonship Conference in this place. So you should have the ministry account details. I shouldn't be talking about money. When the Holy Ghost tells you to give, give. Don't wait for we to call for the need of money. Believe me, if we don't need money, I will not come here and ask for it. If we have what we need, there are many things we are doing without asking you for it. We are doing 70% without asking. Are you with me? That's how we want to run. We don't want to talk about it. So if you are moved to behave like that, you are wise. You are blessed in Jesus' name. Tomorrow we come. Okay. Let's come by 4:30. So that we'll be able to pray this thing. You notice you didn't pray it out. Me, I know your own, but I won't tell you. It's later. There is a season that revealed it. I didn't know you are like that, oh. Kai. Okay, yeah. We opened our global Telegram page. You know, we opened the channel, and the WhatsApp can only contain 260. And there are countless people saying they want me to mentor them. They want to follow us. They want to be blessed. We are shifting focus to Telegram. Huh? Me. I'm personally there already. So, and seasonally we'll be releasing teachings, instructions, prophecy, releasing the focus of the Spirit. We'll be taking up matters and praying for people. And people that are looking for ways to personally contact me, that's the place. You won't see my number, but at least you can private chat me. Eh? I know there are people listening to me online. So this is the information for me. Stop asking the way you can contact me. I suffered from it. People you want to contact to be blessed, there is no way you know you can come. Because they are afraid that you will abuse it. So we'll take advantage of this avenue. Find yourself there. And I believe somebody, a participant can invite people, right? Can add people so you can add your friends. There are rules, of course. But it's easy. Jesus said, drop your own load. But he didn't say be yokeless. He said take my own. But my own now is light. You are blessed in Jesus' name.